The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys the field." The Gospel of the Lord.
So as you guys gather up here at the front, today we heard a lot about treasures in the gospel, right? Jesus was talking about treasures. He was talking about a treasure that was so valuable that a person found this treasure in a field. They sold everything they had and bought that field so they could get that treasure. So I was thinking, what kind of thing would be so valuable, would be so important to somebody that they would sell everything that they have to buy that field to have that treasure? Maybe somewhere in the field was this. Ooh, what's that? What kind of car? Does anybody know what kind of car that is? No, not a Ferrari. It's a Bugatti Veyron. It is the fastest street-legal car in the world. There were only 300 of these cars made last year. If you want to drive one of those, do you know how much money you have to buy one? $2.4 million. It's a lot of money, but it goes really fast. It goes like 267 miles an hour. It goes 0 to 60 in 2.5 seconds. So if you ride it, your face goes like, because you're going so fast. So maybe this was the treasure that was in that field, maybe under some dirt or something? Do you think so or no? No, it was something way more valuable than that. How about this? Maybe that was in the field. Does anybody know what that is? A phone. What kind of phone? iPhone 4, the most state-of-the-art phone. Not only is it state-of-the-art, it's awesomely designed. You see all those sparkly things around the outside? What are those? Diamonds. And do you know what it's cased in? Do you know what it's cased in? What kind of material is that? Gold. Gold case, diamond-studded iPhone. Do you know how much money you would need to buy one of these? $3.2 million. $5 million is a good guess, though. That's a little bit more valuable than the car. Can you believe that? Wouldn't that be awesome, though, to have that kind of phone? That's why you would buy that field to have that treasure, right? Or would you get something that would be even better than that? Yeah, I think it would have to be more valuable than this phone. How about this? Does anybody know what that is? Yes, sir. Okay, what kind of diamond? What color is it? Pink diamond. Pink diamond is one of the most rare jewels in all the world. This diamond here is called the Graf diamond. This diamond on this ring, do you know how much it sold for at an auction in Switzerland last year? $46 million. That's one expensive ring. So if you found that ring in a field, would you go sell everything you had to buy that field so you could get that treasure?
Yeah.
But was Jesus talking about... Yeah. Jesus was not talking about this ring. He was talking about something even more valuable than this ring. What else could that possibly be? Can I have the next one, please? Does anybody know what that is? Okay, what is it? Do you know? Yes? A painting. A painting by one of the world's most premier modern artists, 20th century abstract art. This painting was done by a man named Jackson Pollock. Do you know how much money this painting sold for in a 2006 art auction? $140 million. And not only is he a great painter, he's also really good at naming this. Does anybody know the name of this painting? It's called Number 5. For $140 million. But if you had this painting in a field, you think you would sell all that you had to get that painting so that you could... No, you wouldn't do that. No, you wouldn't do that. But what was Jesus talking about? Was he talking about a car or a phone or a ring or a painting in that field? No, he wasn't. He was talking about something even more valuable, more expensive, more precious to us than any of these things. He's talking to us about our faith. He's saying that faith is more important than any of this stuff. None of this stuff that we would find in a field or find anywhere in our lives would be more valuable than the faith that we have that's planted in our heart. And that's because our God loves us. Because he says, "My love for you is greater than anything else in the entire world," and how lucky we are to have a God who loves us that much. He gives us his love. He gives us the opportunity to come here every week to celebrate his glory. Every week when we come to Mass, we celebrate the Eucharist, where Jesus Christ himself, the greatest treasure possibly ever imagined, comes to us right here on the altar. And he gives himself to us in his body and blood. And he says, I give this to you. I give this to you as a promise of that everlasting life. The promise of that kingdom of God that is so valuable, that is worth more than selling everything that you have to buy this treasure. But luckily for us, the treasure that God gives us isn't that expensive. All it requires from us is our receptiveness. All it requires from us is our choice to say to God, Lord, I'm here. Lord, give me your love. Lord, I present myself to you because you are great, because you're holy, because I love you. How blessed we are, guys, to have a God who loves us that much, that he gives us a treasure greater than anything that we could possibly imagine. How lucky we are. I want you to think for a moment about the treasures that are the most valuable to you in your life. What is it that you have in your life that you would never, ever sell? Maybe a car, maybe, but something better than that, something more awesome. How about the people that you live with? How about what's
our
that? Our parents, our family. Can I have a picture in the next slide, please? This is a picture of my family. One of the greatest treasures that I have in my life is my family. The love that they shared with me, the love that they gave me. This is a picture of my family when we were in Disney World a couple years ago, actually about 18 years ago. But my grandparents took all their kids and all their grandkids to Disney World for a week of fun. And it was an awesome experience, a wonderful opportunity to praise the Lord, to praise the fact that we were family, to love each other, and to share memories that we could never, ever sell and that would be more valuable than any of that. And I have a special personal request if you could help me out with this week. If I get the next slide, my grandfather just passed away on Friday. And on Tuesday, I'm going to celebrate his funeral. So if you could please pray for him. Pray for our family, because it is going to be a really tough week for us. But this also reminds us of how valuable and how precious and how much we should treasure the gifts of our family, the memories that we have, the love that we share, the people in our lives who love us more than we could ever imagine, because those are the treasures. Those are the treasures that God gives us. Those are the treasures that if they were buried in a field, we would sell everything that we have to buy that field so that we could have that treasure. Those are the gifts that we have. Another great gift that we have as a community. The next one, please. Does anybody know what that is? It's the new church. That is pretty awesome, and it's pretty valuable, and it's pretty expensive. But the important thing that we remember about this church is it's not so much the walls and the building and the artwork. It's us. It's the people inside every week who come together to worship, to praise our God, to share that treasure that he's planted in our hearts, so that the whole world may know of how good our God is. That church stands as a symbol of Catholicism in Kingwood. As you drive into Kingwood, you see that big, awesome, beautiful church, which is a reminder to us of God's presence in our community, in our lives, and in our faith. We thank God for the treasure that he gives us of our faith, to be able to come together as a family to worship and to praise our God. We continue today to celebrate this great treasure of the Eucharist. As we celebrate this wonderful gift that our Lord gives us in himself, we thank him for all the gifts, all the treasures that he places in our hearts. And we ask him to help us to put those treasures in the right priority so that we may put the most important things in our lives as the first and most important things that we do. May the Lord continue to bless us. May his treasure of love continue to fill us, so that we may know how much our God loves us. Thanks, guys. You can go back to your seats now.